Superior's Cathedral of the King Father Andrew Rickey says he is delighted with the choice of Pope Francis, the first pope chosen from outside of Europe.
We're excited on a couple of levels. Because of his pastoral experience, he's known as a man of the people. He takes the subway to work, for crying out loud, makes his own food, and lives for serving those, especially those who are on the margins, people who are facing poverty and economic struggles and also educational issues.
Rickey is also excited that Pope Francis is from South America, the first in the history of the Catholic Church not from Europe.
This is Argentina. This is the first time that we've had somebody really off the continent of Europe who's speaking to us at that level. And there are so many Catholics in Central and South America who right now are just rejoicing that someone who understands their background, their cultures, their history is now speaking on their behalf for the church as a whole.
Superior Diocese Bishop Peter Christensen says the pope will offer humility as well as be a peacemaker.
I'm thinking about what I would hope a new pope would be able to do. Would first of all be an example of what it is to be Christ-like, to be Christian, and also to be a person that can promote those values of God's commandments and the Beatitudes, as Jesus spoke of, to the world and especially to the world leaders.
Christensen is surprised that they picked an older pope, but says with age comes wisdom. Jessica Hamilton, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.